something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly.
This is Laura Hamburg with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll be hearing from Tom Wadetsky of Albion, a longtime political activist. Tom lived on a commune in Albion called Salmon Creek Farm for 15 years, the longest stretch of any of his fellow communards. Tom has had a hand in just about every political and environmental movement this county has seen since the 70s. But before he arrived in Albion, Tom cut his political teeth back east, demonstrating for civil rights and protesting the Vietnam War. I asked Tom to pinpoint that exact moment that would end up sparking a lifetime of his political work.
Oh, it was the day that JFK got killed, 63, November 22nd, I believe. That was my junior year of college, I guess. A friend, a black friend who was in SNCC, which was Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee back then, he came over and said, this weekend, there's a black college down in Tennessee that wants us to come down and help integrate the town. Do you want to come? And it scared me to death to think about it. But maybe Kennedy's death that earlier that day or something said, I got to do something. So I said, okay. So there were four of us from the university, white people who went down. And when we got there, we each got together with a black couple, like two whites and two blacks, and I went into a drugstore. You know, and sat at a drugstore. Others went to the movie theater or the swimming pool or different things. It was a real coordinated thing. And then we sat in, and they wouldn't serve us, of course, and they called the police. And the police came and arrested us and took us to jail. Had a great time in jail that night with mostly black people just singing gospel songs and rocking the jailhouse till I think 4 or 5 in the morning. Finally, the lawyers came and said, okay, we got you out, but will you agree to come back next weekend and just do this every weekend until this town is integrated? It was a college town, a black college. And so, but in that town, those black professors and the students couldn't, you know, be served at a restaurant or a deli counter or sit in the ground floor of the movie theater. They had to sit in the hot attic and, you know, just that kind of thing was just the norm. And so we said we would. And then we got a call that week saying, you don't need to come. The town integrated. So, I know, so it was... Okay, maybe politics work. Maybe people can do something. And that has colored my life ever since then, because I've been active and optimistic ever since and helping make changes. So, I mean, politics is people learning how to get along, make decisions, and run the world in a good way. So in the commune, we had to learn with, you know, a dozen people how to make decisions, intimate ones, you know, and who gets to build where and what do we do? How do we share our money and the meal? So that was one part of it. The countercultural arrival arrived in a community that was already here. Some elements were pretty conservative and didn't like this arrival of all these hippies on the coast. We weren't the only ones throughout the county. There was this whole movement to crack down on the hippie cabins. It became a code war. They could say, well, the building code doesn't allow you to build, you know, shacks. You got to have foundations and all these things. And no, we want to build simple, ecological, small houses. And so we said, well, we should run someone for supervisor. Because within communes, we'd been meeting in circles and having a group process. Let's do that to pick how we're going to pick who would be a good candidate to represent our interests. So we formed the 5th District Circle, it was called, and met in a different part of the 5th District, which is Anderson Valley and here on the coast, for a year or so, and finally picked Norman Duvall to be our first candidate with some progressive supervisors. Finally, a compromise was worked out, but we did all this work and exchanged. They said, okay, you can live in your cabins as long as they're fire safe and sanitary. We knew all along that the logging that was happening was, they were taking way too many trees out, had the timber wars about that. Likewise, there was offshore oil was happening. You know, they tried to put offshore oil here, and the community rose up ferociously against that and turned that around. So we don't have oil rigs off our shore. Another good victory. And then culturally, a lot of people of that counterculture were musicians, were poets, were writers, you know, were just created a lot of good things.
We just heard a short excerpt from my interview with Tom Wodetsky. I'm Laura Hamburg, and you've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. To hear the longer interview with Tom Wodetsky, tune in at 3:30 on Thursday, where he talks some more about his political rabble-rousing in the late 60s, and about Tom's beloved Albion commune, Salmon Creek Farm, where the personal was political, and how spiritual ceremonies with peyote and the co-counseling and radical therapy movements of the times helped hold the commune together. We hope you'll join us for that longer interview. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, Story Center, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.